CD 2.
A young rat was holding up its hand. Yeah, what's your name, miss?
Nourishing, sir, said the rat. Can I ask a question, sir?
Are you new in this platoon, Nourishing? Said Darktan.
Yes, sir. Transferred out of the old Light Whittlers, sir.
Ah, they thought you'd be good at trap disposal, did they?
Nourishing looked uneasy, but there was no going back now.
Not really, sir. They said I couldn't be any worse than I am at whittling, sir.
There was general laughter from the ranks.
How can a rat not be good at that? Said Darktan.
It's just so embarrassing, sir.
Darktan sighed to himself. All this new thinking was producing some strange things. He personally approved of the idea of the right place, but some of the ideas the kids were coming up with were odd.
All right, he said. What was your question, Nourishing?
You said the second mouse gets the cheese, sir.
That's right. That is the squad motto, Nourishing. Remember it. It is your friend.
Yes, sir. I will, sir. But doesn't the first mouse get something, sir?
Darktan stared at the young rat. He was slightly impressed that she stared back instead of cringing.
I can see you're going to be a valuable addition to the squad, Nourishing, he said. He raised his voice. Squad, what does the first mouse get?
The roar of voices made dust fall down from the ceiling.
The trap! And don't you forget it, said Darktan. Take them out, special offer. I'll be with you in a minute.
A younger rat stepped forward and faced the squads.
Let's go, rats! Hut, hut, hut!
The trap squad trotted away. Darktan walked over to Dangerous Beans.
That's got us started, he said. If we can't get the humans looking for a good rat catcher by tomorrow, we don't know our business.
We need to stay longer than that, said Peaches. Some of the ladies are going to have their babies.
I said we don't know it's safe here yet, said Darktan.
Do you want to be the one to tell Big Savings?
Said Peaches, sweetly. Big Savings was the old head female, widely agreed to have a bite like a pickaxe and muscles like rock. She also had a short temper with males. Even ham and pork kept out of her way when she was in a bad mood.
Nature has to take its course, obviously, said Darktan quickly. But we haven't explored. There must be other rats here.
Oh, the Kikis all keep out of the way of us, said Peaches.
That was true, Darktan had to agree. Ordinary rats did keep out of the way of the changelings. Oh, there was some trouble sometimes, but the changelings were big and healthy and could think their way through a fight. Dangerous Beans was unhappy about this, but, as Ham and Pork said, it was either us or them, and when you got right down to it, it was a rat-eat-rat world.
I'm going to go and join my squad, said Darktan,
still unnerved at the thought of confronting Big Savings. He moved closer.
What's up with Ham and Pork?
He's thinking about things, said Peaches.
Thinking, said Darktan blankly. Oh, right. Well, I got traps to see to. Smell you later.
What is the matter with Ham and Pork? Said Dangerous Beans, when he and Peaches were alone again.
He's getting old, said Peaches. He needs to rest a lot, and I think he's worried that Darktan or one of the others is going to challenge him.
Will they, do you think?
Darktan's more wrapped up in breaking traps and testing poisons. There's more interesting things to do now than bite one another.
Or do rilk, from what I hear, said Dangerous Beans.
Peaches looked down demurely. If rats could blush, she would have done. It was amazing how pink eyes that could hardly see you could look straight through you at the same time.
The ladies are a lot more choosy, she said. They want to find fathers who can think.
Good, said Dangerous Beans. We must be careful. We don't need to breed like rats. We don't have to rely on numbers. We are the changelings.
Peaches watched him anxiously. When Dangerous Beans was thinking, he seemed to be staring into a world only he could see.
What is it this time? She asked.
I have been thinking that we shouldn't kill other rats. No rat should kill another rat.
Even Kikis, she said.
They are rats too.
Peaches shrugged.
Well, we've tried talking to them and that didn't work. Anyway, they mostly stay away these days.
Dangerous Beans was still staring at the unseen world.
Even so, he said quietly, I should like you to write it down.
Peaches sighed, but went off anyway to one of the packs the rats had carried in and pulled out her bag. It was no more than a roll of cloth with a handle made from a scrap of string, but it was big enough to hold a few matches, some pieces of pencil lead, a tiny sliver of a broken knife blade for sharpening the lead.